everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Moderate to strong pressure quickly developed across the markets today. A lack of support, though limited trade interest in most contracts, but pushed prices lower early today. The lack of follow-through pressure midday allowed for mixed trade to develop, even though volume was light. Corn prices lower today in light trade. March corn futures about 1 cent per bushel lower. The Dow Jones 100 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 47 points. In live cattle today, narrow gains slowly developed, with prices now seen from 5 cents lower to 15 cents per hundredweight higher. The focus on short covering appears to have gained momentum throughout the day, with traders focused on additional longer-term support throughout the complex. It's uncertain just how much additional volume will step into the complex. The overall tone of the livestock markets, though, remained weak, but the inability to spark additional selling activity may be helpful to bring stability to all cattle trade. In feeder cattle, futures broke away from early pressure that developed across the complex. This allowed for increased stability despite the focus that overall market fundamentals remained weak and follow-through liquidation that could potentially redevelop. But the aggressive $8 to $10 per hundredweight sell-off in nearby contracts last week has led to market apathy as most sellers liquidated needed positions, while buyers were unwilling to aggressively step back into the market. Prices, though, mixed from 70 cents lower to 10 cents higher, although the overall tone of the market remained weak. And grain futures were mostly lower today, dragged down by renewed selling in soybeans. Corn prices tried to hold on today after attempts to firm overnight that fell flat on selling in soybeans. Lack of news was one factor that kept the market sputtering. Soybeans, though, made new session lows as the overnight session headed down the home stretch, which sent January futures below the uptrend in place for the last 3 weeks. And finally, wheat prices were mixed today with soft red winter wheat that tried to recover after they moved to new contract lows overnight. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.